As Democrats were celebrating a new beginning with Antonio Delgado's win in the 19th House District, a longtime New York official was met with the potential end of his political career.
I truly appreciate the opportunity that the people have given me. Tonight they've called me home.
John Faso just joined Congress last year. The Kinderhook Republican, a longtime state assemblyman and 2006 gubernatorial candidate, succeeded GOP Congressman Chris Gibson. Despite touting his relatively moderate record in the 115th Congress, Faso told reporters national trends were against him.
I'm proud of the tenure that I had during these 2 years. We worked tirelessly to bring about some groundbreaking reforms for our veterans, assistance to our farmers, and one of the things I'm most proud of, just 2 weeks ago, going to a bill signing ceremony at the White House for major opioid legislation that I was had a major hand in crafting, a significant part of that, to prevent the infiltration of Chinese fentanyl and other substances coming in through the U.S. Postal Service into poison our communities and harm our citizens.
Faso there referring to the STOP Act. Although his Rhinebeck-based opponent carried only 3 of the 11 counties in the district, Faso couldn't make up the difference. He conceded gracefully.
I have called Antonio Delgado and congratulated him on his victory. He is now our congressman-elect, and I told him I'll do everything I can to help him in the transition of our office.
Faso addressed supporters who had gathered at Winding Brook Country Club in Valencia.
This is the democratic process that we have to honor and respect and give our new member of Congress the support that he will need in order to conduct his duties.
That democratic process entailed some rough campaigning that saw Faso and Delgado both knocking on thousands of doors and each being subjected to abrasive attack ads. Faso was portrayed as cold-hearted, insensitive, while ads painted a picture of Delgado, some called racist, that portrayed him as a big city rapper. Faso says it's time to move on and heal.
Through the 242 years of this great republic, we've had many times when Americans were polarized and divided and where campaigns were fought vigorously. But at the same time, we have to recognize that we all live in a wonderful country. This is the greatest country, and America is great because the American people are good. And the important point, I think, is that we all need to recognize that we should try to turn down the volume on our political animosities and try to fulfill the obligations that we have under our Constitution to actually fulfill our responsibilities and our duties to advance the public good.
Faso, in hindsight, said he wouldn't have changed a thing.
We ran on our record, and we ran aggressively. But I also recognize that sometimes you're swimming against the national tide. And there were definitely, this district has changed. If you look at the enrollment numbers, the absentee ballots are going to come in from New York City, and we're going to be down by a few thousand more votes. And so that's the fact.
When asked about future plans, Faso said swapping out summer clothes for winter garb tops his agenda. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.